Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The natural man often considers that he has some sort of a natural relationship with God. Most folks would claim to pray from time to time. Most assume that since they pray, that surely God must be interested in their prayers, as they imagine him to be a kind listener, like a faithful hound, and one who is attentive to their needs, if not actually obligated to hear them. The Pharisee who went to the temple prayed this sort of prayer, which the Scripture describes as the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. Many will grow quite angry if one dares to question their ability and right to pray as they see fit, because after all, they believe they have the right and ability to converse with God any time they get ready. They picture him as a kind old gentleman, probably with a long white beard, who is just sitting idly by awaiting their petitions. Many blind guides even instruct men on how to pray, in such fashion that they can back God into a corner and basically force him to answer them as they desire. Carnal men desire a carnal God, who is in many ways likened to themselves, or at least one which can be worshipped according to their own ideas. This is idolatry. This is what prompted the Philistines to build a temple in which they placed their god, Dagon. But it is the exact notion which prompts many who call themselves Christians to imagine that they can put God in any place they desire, and that they can worship him according to their free will. Yet the Scriptures give us a completely different picture of him than anything which man might imagine. Who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. He is inapproachable, and the place of his habitation is far removed from the prying eyes of men. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, literally come into my presence, for there shall no man see me and live. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. He is a holy God. He is set apart from his creation, which must wait upon him who is in the heavens, and does whatsoever he pleases. None can stay his hand, nor even question his doing. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. His immortality sets him completely apart from all that is the creation of his hand. His holiness sets the backdrop for his justice and judgment, which are inescapable and immutable. None can enter into his presence who is in any wise less than perfectly holy. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Only one who has ever been born of a woman has met this criteria, and he alone is acceptable in his Father's sight. Thus we read that he is seated at the Father's right hand. We are to worship at his footstool. The Hebrew word literally means to stamp upon with the foot. In the Greek, it literally means to put under the foot or a footrest. The picture that comes to mind is that of one who has finished his work and does now rest from his labors, having triumphed over all of his enemies and is clearly a victor over sin, death, and hell. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. It is here that the sons of God bow down and worship. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Let us never forget that he has won this victory for himself. He alone is worthy of glory and praise. We are the beneficiaries of that which he has achieved. For the joy which was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of God. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down by the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Lo, before thy footstool kneeling, let us go in humble prayer. Glory be to God in heaven, thou hast reigned and triumphed there. All thine enemies are vanquished, trampled here beneath thy feet. Reign forever, blessed Savior, and receive thy glory meet. Do you worship him?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.